the most important thing. Today is the most important word you ever hear in your life. So I want you to be open to listen to what the Spirit of God has to say to us today. It's all about the love of God. It's all about love, church. It's all about love. Everything that takes place is all about love. All about love. See, the adversary comes in with evil and darkness, but God comes in with light and love. Amen. He always ministers in love. So today, if you open your Bibles with me to Galatians chapter 5. You know, Paul starts with 5. And verse number 1, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We find the yoke that they're making reference to is the law. They were trying to get the Christians or the Greeks to be circumcised. They were trying to add things. It's not about works. We're born in the Spirit. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. So as children of God, we're born in the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit, and the Spirit of God is manifested in our lives to others, you know. And I would like to focus your attention to verse number 6 for the message today. The Word of God says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You know, in the Amplified Version, it says faith activated, energized, expressed, and working through love. In other words, faith without works, James says, faith without works is dead being alone. Works is acts of love, acts of love. Works, so faith without love is dead. Amen? So in other words, so as we're looking at this word, we're looking at the power of not only of faith, but the power of God's love. That God wants to manifest his love and minister his love to everyone in the room. Amen? So the title of this morning's message with the help of the Lord is, If Love Be Lifted Up. And when I was thinking about that, if love be lifted up, Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse number 32, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And God is love. So if love be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men. It will draw all men unto me. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of the word, and we'll just see where he wants to go. Amen? Can we lift our word together and make a declaration in the house today? Can you say with me, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. For I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is receptive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, I pray, Father God, again, Lord Jesus. It sounds like repetition, but I pray this every day, Lord Jesus. Get me out of your way. Speak through this vessel, Father God. May your words come forth. Father, and as your word comes forth and brings life. Father God, so I thank you, Father God, for everyone that's gathered here today. I thank you that you're the glory and you're the lifter of our heads. I thank you, Father God, that everything that we're going through, there's nothing that we're going through in our life that went past your notice. That you see everything that we're faced with and that you're there with us. As your word has declared that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, that you're just as close as the call of your name. So, Lord, we call on you today and we say, Lord, help us. Help me, Lord. Help me to bring this word forth with your heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. When I was looking at walking in the Spirit and faith being activated and energized and expressed in working through love. When Paul was writing this to the church of Galatians, he goes in Galatians 5:22 and 23, and he talks about the fruit is what's manifested. You can look at a tree, but a tree is known by its fruit. So what we're looking at is we're looking at, the Bible says in Galatians 5:22, that the fruit of the Spirit is love. So love lifts with joy. Love lifts with joy. In other words, Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So when you're looking at this, if faith is activated, energized, expressed, and working through love, love lifts me with joy. You know, Paul would say in Romans 14:17, he says, for the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the fruit of the Spirit of God, Holy Ghost joy. Matter of fact, Paul would say in Ephesians 5:18, he would say, be not drunk with wine, where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Because what you fill yourself with is what manifests on the outside. So if I'm filled with the Spirit of God, and God is the Spirit of love, what's manifested in my life is fruit of the Spirit. Love lifts me with joy. I have joy unspeakable and a fullness of glory. Amen? Why? Because of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of love that has been deposited in each and every one of you. You know, sometimes we hear things saying, well, maybe you need to take a chill pill. I think too many people are taking too many chill pills. You're taking mind-altering drugs to try to chill your mind, and it's taking you to places you don't need to be. So say, look at the one next to you and say, I don't need a chill pill. I've got the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy is love's strength. Amen? So joy is love's strength. Then he says, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Then the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Then he says peace. Peace. Love lives with peace. Peace is love's security. Amen? Peace is love's security. I'm secured in peace because of what God has done, because of God's love. That God's love brings me joy and brings me peace. I was witnessing the other day to a heroin addict. And this heroin addict I was ministering to, we were talking about addictions and habits that we had and how things had formed in our life, but that God had come to set the captive free. I was sharing with them how the Holy Spirit came in and delivered me from my addiction, amen, and became my source. Hello? You know, and I was sharing with them that I'm high all the time. I feel good. I feel good. Why? Because I put the Word of God to work in my life. I walk by faith, not by sight. In other words, I've got to allow that Word to get inside of me and that Word to become life, because if I don't, there's a battle of the mind. There's a battle of the mind. There's a battlefield here. Hello? And in this battlefield, there's ups and downs, and there's hills, and there's valleys, and there's all kinds of things. And in other words, we have to take by God's word and believe God at what he said. I believe God's love. When I think of God's love, it makes me happy. It makes me happy. I remember crawling around the floor looking for a rock I might have dropped. Hello? I know what it, yeah, I was a crack addict. I remember the DTs. I remember when I ran out. I remember what it was like when there was none left. You know, and all of a sudden, I don't go through no DTs. I don't have no downtimes. That doesn't mean I don't go through things in life. That doesn't mean that the enemy does not bring weapons against me. But no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon will prosper because I stand on God's word. I stand and believe God in his word. He says that he is love. He loves me no matter what I've done, no matter where I've been, no matter what I've been through. His love is unconditional for me. He gives me joy. His joy is my strength. I'm happy because he loves me. I'm happy because he saved me. I'm happy because he redeemed me. I'm happy because no matter whatever happens, I know where I'm going to spend eternity. I'm going to be with my Father in heaven. Hallelujah. And you know what? You can take my money. You can take my house. You can take everything from it, but you cannot take my joy. Because my joy doesn't come from those things. My joy comes from the Lord. And when I have the fruit of the Spirit in my life, the fruit of love in my life, I have the joy of the Lord, and I have the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding. You know, peace is our security. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7, God's word says, in the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God, flowing from the Spirit of God, flowing from his joy, his peace. Amen? So we find that joy is love's strength. Peace is love's security. And we find that, then he says, the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. Long-suffering is love's patience. Patience. How many got patience in here? Amen. You know, Paul says in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Amen? Amen? And I'm talking about fruit. Man, we ought to be fruitful people. I'm not telling us to be a bunch of fruits. But we need to be fruitful. We need the fruit of the Spirit to be evident in our lives. Amen. Pill popper. Hallelujah. Anybody here with me today? Listen to me. If you're relying or trusting on anything but the joy and the strength and the peace and the patience and the things that comes from God, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be most miserable. Because in the human mind, we're triggered to have these emotions and these things and to go through these things, you know? And even if you suffer from a mental disorder, or maybe you have a bipolar, condition, you can overcome that with and don't have a bipolar spiritual condition. So many people that don't suffer from bipolar in a mental condition have bipolar spiritual condition. They're up and they're down. And what we need to do is we just need to trust and believe God at his word. Everything he said he'll do, he'll do. Amen? Amen. Amen. See, God wants to lift us with his love. Amen. Because he knows the things you're going to go through in this life. You're going to go through some stuff in this life. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. So you're going to go through some things. But God wants you to go through it with his strength, with his power, with his might. In other words, we allow the Spirit of God to work through our hearts and lives. Man, I just seen God and his Spirit just change things and transform things and do things that just blows my socks off. Amen? Amen? Because we couldn't do it in our own strength. It wasn't ours to do to begin with. So many times we try to carry things, we try to do things that we think they're ours to do, and they never were ours to do anyway. And all of a sudden, you know what we try to do? We try to do God's job. And if we try to do God's job, we make ourselves God. And none of us are God. There is one God. He's the Father. He's the Son. He's the Holy Ghost. All we are is imperfect people allowing a perfect God to work through us for his kingdom and his glory. Amen? None of us have arrived yet. Amen? But boy, I wouldn't take anything for the journey. Amen? What's that song? Amen. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Yes. Amen. Amen. So we find love lifts with joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy is love's strength. Love lifts with peace. Peace is love's security. Love lifts with long suffering. Long suffering is love's patience. We're to be patient towards one another and actually be patient with God. Love lifts with, the next one is it, love lifts with gentleness. Amen. Gentleness. Gentleness is love's conduct. Is love's conduct. In other words, this is one of the things that I am learning is being gentle. Now, I'm strong voiced and I'm strong willed and I'm strong minded and I'm loud. And sometimes some people confuse love with not being gentle. But I have a gentle spirit, but I have a loud mouth. Don't amen too loud. Amen. Amen. All right, go ahead, throw rocks. Go ahead. I do have you. You know, but through the fruits of the Spirit, I'm learning to be gentle. And it's something that has to be learned because naturally I'm not a gentle person because of my personality. And my personality isn't bad because God created my personality and he created me with a strong purpose, personality for purpose. It takes extroverts and introverts in this world. And God gave I'm a big mouth and my wife is quiet spoken. And if we were both strong-willed like I am, we would be butting heads all the time. Hello? So I'm going to be gentle. Gentleness. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of love. You know? Yeah, gentle, be compassionate, be understanding, following and seeing one another. That even though we've been through something that someone else has been through, that's going through, we're not them. And everyone goes through things in different ways, in different manners. So God wants us to be gentle with one another and loving one another. And don't take the word that when I was speaking about being God, I wasn't saying in this room that anybody was being God or acting like God. what I was saying, in situations that we try to do things that aren't ours to do, we become God. I just want to clarify that so there's no confusion, and I don't want to give the adversary any room to form weapons. Amen? You know, even in a service, the devil will try to come and kill and destroy. Amen? I believe everybody in the room is called by God. Everyone's anointed by God. I believe that everybody's flowing in the Spirit of God. All of us are flowing in different measures and different ways. And all of us are just like Barbara Judy saying, we're all on a journey. Praise God. I wouldn't take anything for the journey. Amen. But I thank God for it. I thank God for all he does. Amen. You know, so he says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men. Apt to teach, impatient. Amen? Amen. Paul's telling his student, hey, man, we need to be gentle. We need to be apt to teach, to help others. And we need to be patient with people. We need to be understanding. So when this fruit of the Spirit comes in and the love of God comes in and we're filled with the Spirit of God, we're walking in the Spirit of God, we're walking in joy, we're walking in peace, we're walking in long-suffering, we're walking in gentleness, we're also walking in goodness. Goodness. Goodness, where love lives with goodness. Goodness is love's character.
Amen.
Amen. It's love's character. You know, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. That's the fruit of the Spirit, is in all goodness. Goodness is just the character of love. Amen? In other words, we're filled with the fruit of God. We're filled with the fruit of God. We're walking in the Spirit. And we're walking in the Spirit. There's the Spirit of love, joy, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, goodness. Amen? Then there's faith. Love lifts us with faith. Faith is love's confidence. Faith is love's confidence. Amen? In other words, it's a no-so mentality. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 3:12, it says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. In other words, we have confidence. We believe that we're walking in the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is being manifested. It's being manifested with joy, with peace, with long-suffering, with gentleness, goodness. And it's also being manifested with faith. If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, we're talking about faith being activated in our life, being activated, energized, expressed, and working through love. In other words, as we're looking at the fruits of the Spirit, they're all acts of love. If you love, you'll walk. If you love someone, you'll be happy with them. You'll be in joy. If you love, you'll be in peace. If you love, you'll have long suffering for one another. You know, I have a lot of long suffering for my children. I'm learning to have long suffering for my grandchildren. Now, when we get them together in a bunch, woo! Amen? But with that long suffering, there's something that God's growing in me. And it's just like with the kids. Like we had a sleepover this weekend for Friday night. And then we had Saturday. And with all four, or five, you know, there's it's a lot. It's really active. Yeah. You know, and I was, I think the one thing that was giving me, I was so tired, I didn't think I could keep up with them anymore. They got a lot of energy.
Would you see in them old Roto-Rooter jeans?
Yeah. I'd like to have them back again. I'd like to have the legs I used to have. Hallelujah, to keep up with them. But they had so much energy, but they had so much love and so much joy. Except when they were disagreeing and being selfish and unkind to one another. Besides the other times, they were really doing good. I was looking at my grandchildren, and they're really spoiled. Amen. And it's nobody's fault but Pop-Pop and Mamaw, Papaw and Mamaw. It's their fault. We give them everything they want. You know? Then when we get them, we usually give them everything they want and send them home. You know? I apologize for all you parents in here that I feed your children with sugar and send them home every Sunday. They all get chocolate. But this fruit of the Spirit is, the fruit of the Spirit is growing. And the only way that this fruit grows in our lives in faith and this fruit grows in our lives is through trial and tribulation and through tests and through storms and all those things. And I want you to understand, God's word says that we know that all things work together for the good that them love God through the called according to his purpose. And you're called by God according to his purpose. So no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, it's working for your benefit. And you may not see it right now. And when we look at benefit, we look at benefit by the world's standards. I don't know about you, but I'm being transformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And God knows what it's going to take to get me to change some of my ways. Some of my ways, I'm stubborn. Anybody else in the room? You know, is anybody stubborn here? Nobody else but me? Yeah, there's a whole crowd of stubborn. And sometimes God allows things to happen in our life just to get our attention, to change our directions, to trust more in him than in ourselves. You know, so he is saying to you and I that he loves us so much. No greater love has another than lay down his life for his friend. He not only calls you sons and daughters, he calls you friends. Let me say something to you. There's a lot of parents that have sons and daughters that aren't in their lives, and they can't even relate to a parent, father, and daughter relationship because there's no relationship. And Jesus is saying he doesn't want you just to look at him as a father figure. He wants you to look at him as a friend, that he sticks closer than a brother. He's gotten you and I, that's a friend. Amen. You know, I was just looking at that. There's a lot of people that have fathers and children that don't have no relationship or no connection with one another. And they relate that love of God with that relationship. But he's a friend. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. No matter what if you have a friend in your life, that no matter what you go through, no matter where you've been, they would be there for you. God's the same way. He not only calls us children, his children, but he calls us a friend. You know, I know when I was correcting kids and make them do things they didn't want to when they were growing up, I know they didn't always like me, daddy, at times. But I want my children to not only look at me as a father, but as a friend. You know, something happened when they got married and they moved out. They're my sons and my daughters, but they're no longer under daddy's hedge. So I have to release them, and now daddy becomes friend. Amen? Amen? And in other words, he's still a daddy figure if they want to come to him and ask for something, but daddy can't put his nose in their business because they have their own family. Amen? I don't know why the Lord's saying this, but he's saying it for someone. Hallelujah. In this whole spectrum that we're in, God uses everything. We can learn from all these things because there's many in here that have been involved in hurt and broken family relationships. And God is the restorer of every broken thing. He'll fill every broken place in your heart with him. He'll supply that place. Even when others have let you down and failed you in some ways, he'll replace that. I need to go on. Hallelujah. I forgot where I was. Huh? Meekness, all right. Love lives with meekness. Meekness is love's humility.
That's true.
Love's humility. 1 Peter 5:5. Hallelujah. Likewise, you younger, Submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you, be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. I mean, I got to move on. I went over my time. We're good. It's all good. Hallelujah. You did fine. Don't let the devil beat you up like that. Amen. Amen. We ain't going to give him no room. So love lifts with joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and temperance. Hey, you know what temperance is? Self-control. Self-control. Amen? How many are good with self-control? I have an issue. I still have a problem. Are you coming to preach? She get her shoes. I have a problem. I've got a bunch of sweet teeth. I thought it used to be a sweet tooth, but it's sweet teeth. All of them are sweet. I don't like junk food, man. I don't eat anything good. I don't eat anything but junk. Man. I sit there, I go, and I go and work out, work hard at controlling my body and controlling by exercising and running and doing all this thing. And then I'll come and eat a bag of donuts. You know, it's like, pray for me. You know, but that's what Paul was speaking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25. He says, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. In other words, we need to bring our body into subjection. I've got to bring that into subjection. I argue with the Lord every time about it. You know, he says, he gave me two hands, 2 feet, and 1 mouth. You know, he says, if you would just use one hand at a time, feed yourself, it would probably be a better benefit. You know, but love lifts with this. Temperance temperance is love's victory. If we learn to be temperate in all things. How many somewhere, some way in their life is dealing with something that they don't have control over? Amen. So the Lord's speaking to us all. And what God is saying to us today in closing is love. Love will lift us with joy. Joy is love's strength. Love will lift us with peace. Peace is love's security. Love will lift us with long-suffering. Long-suffering is love's patience. It will lift us with love's gentleness. Gentleness is love's conduct. It will lift us with goodness. Love will lift us with goodness. Goodness is love's character. It will lift us with love's faith. Faith is love's confidence. It will lift us with meekness. Love will lift us with meekness. Meekness is love's humility. And love will lift us with temperance. Temperance is love's victory. See, the adversary, he's a defeated foe. So he says, let God be lifted up. He says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So all he's saying to you and I today is, we need his strength. We need his help. Can we bow our heads and pray? Father, we're so grateful for your word today. We're so grateful that you sent it to accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, my prayer today is that we're not just hearers, but we're doers of your word.